This segment, we'll focus on aviation and travel news. Ryan Summers is airline business reporter for Skift.com, and there's news about Southwest Airlines this week. Brian is with us via Skype this morning. Brian, Southwest Airlines moving forward with the service to Hawaii.
Yeah, we've talked about this a bit. Southwest is getting ready to launch Hawaii service. It may happen by the end of this year. It probably won't. It will probably be next year. Of course, Southwest flies only 737s. They can only fly so far. So Southwest is going to concentrate on the West Coast. They're going to fly from Oakland, San Diego, San Jose, and Sacramento to the Hawaiian Islands, places like Maui and Honolulu. This sort of thing was expected for a while. Southwest has long said that it wanted to fly to Hawaii. One of the reasons that you and I have talked about in the past is interesting. They would like to get more people to sign up for their credit card, especially people who live in California. And people get really excited about applying for a credit card if it means that they might get a free trip to Hawaii. They may never go for their entire life, but the idea that it's possible might make them sign up. But again, that's sort of old news. What's interesting and what's new is Southwest said that it would fly flights within the Hawaiian Islands. If people have been there, they know that the best way to get from, say, Maui to Honolulu is to fly. It would be ridiculous to take a boat. And Hawaiian Airlines, for a long time, for about a decade now, has had either a monopoly or a near monopoly on those routes. Fares are relatively high. It's a great business for Hawaiian. And now Southwest has come and said, you know what, we want to fly some of those inter-island routes. Southwest hasn't said what routes they will be or how often they will fly them. But we do know that Hawaiian is going to get some competition on those 15 to 35-minute flights. And Hawaiian is taking this incursion very seriously, and they put out a statement last week that I wouldn't call it necessarily nasty, but it said, you know what, we're ready for a fight.
Whenever we see this competition develop, it's always, well, I shouldn't say always, but sometimes ends up being good for consumers.
Absolutely.
So we could get some deals here.
We could get some deals. I mean, I don't know how many people listening to this segment are really going to be flying regularly from Maui to Honolulu. That's where you might see the best deals, you know, your $19, your $39 fares. But certainly also from the West Coast to Hawaii, we'll see some deals. And it's a relatively minor thing. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but lots of airlines are adding quite a bit of capacity to Hawaii right now. Hawaii is hot. And American Airlines actually said, I think last week, that for a very short time next winter, they're going to fly Chicago to Honolulu nonstop. It's a long way, but it makes it a lot easier for people in Chicago to get to Honolulu.
So the best, in terms of Southwest, I guess the best way we're going to get there is we take a flight to one of these California cities and then on to Hawaii. I mean, even then, though, it's probably going to be cheaper than one of the bigger airlines.
It may be cheaper. Airlines have this ability, and they do it all the time. They'll just match each other's fares. One interesting thing about Southwest, and I'm not sure that it matters so much, but if you hop on a flight from Chicago to L.A. to Honolulu on United Airlines, I think we all know now that you're not going to get any free food on board. But United Airlines is a full-service airline. They will sell you a hamburger. They'll sell you a piece of pizza. They'll sell you actual food because you're going to be on a plane for 12 hours. It does not look like Southwest is going to change its catering. So you would fly from Chicago all the way to Honolulu with a stop in Oakland, and you'd probably only have a chance to have peanuts and pretzels. They're free, but they're not quite good enough.
While we're on the subject of Southwest, we now have seen some data about their passenger load after that window incident. What do you know more about that, and what's Southwest trying to do to win people back?
Yeah, well, I can't say this enough. You know, Southwest is a perfectly safe airline. It has a great reputation in the airline industry. They did say that they saw a little bit of a blip a couple weeks ago after they had that incident where a passenger died. It looks like things are pretty much back to normal. I always expected that passengers would come back. I mean, I wrote about recently the fact that Southwest has built this reputation as not just a safe, reliable airline, but also, you know, what they like to say is a lovable airline. They've been building it since the early 1970s. And, you know, one incident like this isn't really going to affect anything. So the passengers are coming back. And as you and I discussed, nobody really knew. So Southwest had said, look, fewer people are booking us, but they didn't know exactly why. They knew that they dropped their advertising and marketing spend. They knew that they weren't advertising on the internet anymore. And so they said basically, yeah, you know, we're making a little bit less money after this incident, but it's probably just as a result of taking down advertising and marketing.
Are they doing anything differently with advertising? I know I've seen in the last couple of days Southwest ads back on TV and on the radio. Is there anything differently they're doing with marketing now?
I'm not sure, but my guess is it's pretty much business back to normal.
Another story you've written is about GoGo. The CEO there talking about Wi-Fi. What did you find?
Yeah, I don't know how many people know this, but GoGo, the in-flight airline Wi-Fi company, is actually Chicago-based. They're based in downtown, and they were sort of a darling about 10 years ago. I mean, they were the first major company to put Wi-Fi on aircraft. Of course, it was slow and not entirely reliable, but American Airlines and Delta Airlines had it as long as a decade ago. And it was pretty cool, if people remember, in 2008, 9, 10, to just get on an airplane and be connected. GoGo has tried to change with the times, but I think that we all know that its service is not as good or reliable as people would like. I interviewed Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian last year, and he jokes that he calls GoGo no-go. And he is GoGo's literally their largest customer in the world. Back in March, GoGo replaced its CEO. So the new CEO, Oakley Thorne, is actually the biggest shareholder through his family holding company. He owns about 30% of GoGo. And on the earnings call, his first one, he said, look, you know, I own a huge portion of this company, and so nobody wants to get more shareholder value than I do. You know, you tend to believe him, but the stock has just gotten hammered, first since he took over and second since the earnings call that wasn't very long ago. It'll be interesting to see what happens with GoGo. They probably need more cash to run their business, and financing would be hard to get for a company like that. And even the new CEO said, you know, we don't know what the future is going to be like. There could be some consolidation in the in-flight Wi-Fi industry. Nobody's really sure. They could get gobbled up. Private equity firm could buy them, or it could be business as usual. Not sure passengers care that much. They just want better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and on the business as usual side of that, it sounds like the CEO is not going to settle for that. He actually had some strong words, said the company's lost its way. Did he give in this conference call, did you get any sense of what they might do to get it back?
Well, the first thing that they're going to do is fix some mistakes that they made over this past winter. People paying attention to this may know that GoGo has staked its future onto something called 2KU, which is a new satellite internet that they launched. And they basically say that people can use the internet on the plane just as they do at home. They can even stream if an airline allows it. It basically works, as they said. They just had a major problem in the winter, and Delta Airlines actually told its employees about this. That's how we found out, and GoGo confirmed it. The de-icing fluid that was used at winter airports in places like Chicago and even Delta's hub in Atlanta was seeping into the antenna, and it basically ruined the antenna, and it made it so all these planes didn't have Wi-Fi in the winter. Just because of de-icing. Stuff like that shouldn't happen. GoGo says it has a fix, but Delta was not pleased. Let's just say that.
All right, Brian, always good chatting with you. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is airline business reporter for Skift.com. Make sure you follow on Twitter at Skift, and Brian Summers' handle is at Brian Summers, Brian with an I and S-U-M-E-R-S.